Spotify is a great way to stream music for free. Just about every time I stream music, it's using Spotify. One of Spotify's features that I personally have a love-hate relationship with is the 30 minutes of ad-free music feature. Whenever you open Spotify and try to play music, there's always an option of whether or not you would like to receive 30 minutes of ad-free music. When it does this, if you don't click the No Thanks button, it will automatically play an ad. Though if you do click the No Thanks button, you are prone to an advertisement popping up sooner or later. Even so, if you do end up listening to an ad to receive the 30 minutes of uninterrupted listening, it always seems as if Spotify cuts corners and plays an ad around 15 to 20 minutes in. Personally, I've never whipped out a stopwatch and timed Spotify to see if they do play music for 30 minutes without ads, but it seems after 6 or 7 3-minute songs, an advertisement starts to play. So while it is frustrating that the advertisements appear early, it is nice to have some amount of time without advertisements. The reality of it all is if you really want to escape the ads, you should look into purchasing Spotify Premium. Spotify also has many helpful features that helps one enjoy the type of genre they like and can even help you find new artists or songs. For instance, every week you receive a playlist called Discover Weekly. Based on what you have been listening to, Spotify uses an algorithm to gather up songs and artists that they think will suit your taste in music. This is really helpful in the sense of discovering new music, but you also might not like the artist or music they might suggest. Usually when this playlist pops up on the browse screen, you enter it and it's a lot of artists featured in the same genre you've been listening to. I never listen to this playlist because I never think of it, but if you're really bored with the current artist you've been listening to and you would like to find new music, this is the playlist to use. You can also create your own playlist on Spotify, which is super helpful that the other streaming services such as Pandora does not offer. You can do this by simply searching songs that you like and clicking Add to Playlist. You can either add these songs to current playlists you've created, or you can click Add to New Playlist to start a new playlist. You can also add songs on the mobile app by going onto the desired playlist, clicking Edit Playlist, and clicking Add Songs. By doing this, there are suggested songs that you can look through and add without looking up songs, though there is an option to search songs to add from the screen because there is a search bar above the suggested songs. This is super helpful in the sense of being independent, as you can pick and choose the types of music you want specifically. Though a couple downsides to this is if your playlist consists only of 2 songs or you've listened to your playlist, it will start playing random suggested songs, so it'd be a good idea to make a playlist with many songs that you like. Also, the other downside to this is that unless you have Spotify Premium, you have to play the playlist as a shuffle play, so if you make a playlist with the songs in specific order, chances are you won't play it in the order you want unless you have Spotify Premium. You can also skip songs that you don't like on Spotify. You are allowed 6 skips per hour, so when I listen to music, I like to use them wisely. Once you've used your skips, you must wait an hour before using more. Though, with Spotify Premium, you have unlimited skips. Along with unlimited skips, advertisement-free, and shuffle-free music, Spotify Premium also gives you the opportunity to download songs, artists, playlists, and more, and you can then listen to your music offline. This is useful for whenever you have no service or Wi-Fi connection and would like to listen to music. The only downside is that Spotify Premium costs $9.99 per month. However, when you get Spotify Premium for the first time, it comes with a 30-day free trial, so that if you think Spotify Premium isn't worth the $9.99 per month, you can cancel your subscription. Luckily, Spotify usually has many deals around the year, such as purchasing Spotify Premium for 99 cents around New Year's Day. Spotify is good for those who want independence in their choice of music. Because you can pick and choose your playlist and skip 6 songs per hour without Spotify Premium, this is great for those who don't want the traditional radio playlist. Even so, there are many pre-made playlists to suit your desired artist or genre, even if you don't want to create your own. And where many other music streaming services don't offer an alternative to advertisements without paying, Spotify gives you the option to choose between listening to an advertisement with a reward of 30 minutes of uninterrupted listening or listening to music with occasional advertisements.